Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
In some ways, Carolina women's soccer is the same old, same old. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. First of all, UNC's new soccer and lacrosse stadium, the old Fetzer behind Carmichael, is spectacular in so many ways. And while the overflow crowd of 4,200-plus didn't occupy every blue seat, hundreds of people chose to watch from the concourses up top. But to me, what happened on what I affectionately call Anson Field was remindful of seeing my first women's soccer games on the old pitch inside the track almost 30 years ago. And when I spotted so many fresh-faced students who may have been attending their first games in person, it was totally deja vu. I had heard about the dominant program Anson Dorrance had built after taking over the women's team exclusively, so I went to see this phenom named Mia Hamm and her mates. From the opening kick, the Tar Heels kept the ball down on the opponent's end until scoring a goal, and it happened over and over again. Some of those scores when Dorrance had an ironclad hold on recruiting were very lopsided. But because of Mia Hamm, who was now 47 years old and a relatively few equals, more girls began playing soccer, and now the college game has much more parity. Like the game against Duke in the Nike Classic Sunday afternoon. But in some ways, those young students were watching the same thing I did back in 1992. Look at the stats of the second-ranked Tar Heels 2-0 win. Shots, Carolina 14, Duke 2. Corner kicks, which represent the pressure a team puts on a goal mouth, Carolina 13, Duke 1. The Blue Devils goalie had 4 saves, 3 of which were spectacular and kept it from being a blowout. They don't keep time of possession because the ball is constantly changing feet. But UNC had to have it on Duke's end at least two-thirds of the 90 minutes. And that reminded me of the first Carolina women's soccer games I had witnessed. Duke has a good team, ranked number 8 in the nation, and applied speed and defensive pressure that made the game look closer than it was. But the Tar Heels' defense was so suffocating that what began as good rushes by the Blue Devils never made it past midfield. And if Mia and Christine Lilly and Tisha Venturini and Cindy Parlow were watching, those pioneers of the early 1990s on a ruddy field now replaced by a veritable palace had to be smiling. This is Archansky. See ya.